Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace have got a nice hand, not just at Flemington, but all around Australia, and it's great to have a chat. To Kieran, how are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Michael. How are you?
Very well, very well. What can you tell us about this first starter of yours, which goes around in the first three legs in?
He's done everything right. He's been in work quite a long time. Fitness is no problem at all. He's very forward. He's got the shades on. He's trialled up reasonably well. He's probably he's not in our top line of 3-year-olds, but he's certainly got fitness and toughness on his side.
Kieran, tell us about that trial. He showed some good speed, and others were asked for a bit more in that heat. They were sort of ridden to quicken up, but he seemed to stick to his guns pretty well without being under much pressure.
He's a very straightforward horse, and I think that will take him a long way in an early 2-year-old race such as this. You know, there's a lot of horses that are going to be very inexperienced, and he also is inexperienced, but he seems very straightforward. Like, he bounces, puts himself on the bunny, he's just a very straightforward horse, so that's going to take him a long way. He's obviously drawn in three, so he's not too far off the rail, which I think is important for a 2-year-old. And, he's fit and ready to go.
Well, you're bookending the meeting because you've got one in the first and one in the last. And Antali's an intriguing runner in the last because she goes well first up. She's a big price, currently around about $15. Is she ready to win first up?
I think her fitness is fine. I've always had a high opinion of this filly. She's quite tall and was quite leggy last time around, and she's really furnished on the break. 1100 probably right at the shorter end, but if they sit up a little bit down the straight, she'll be closing very hard late. She's won at Flemington, not down the straight, but I just think, she's strengthened right up, and her work's been nice and sharp.
You've also got a couple of runners at Randwick, Wall of Fire in race 4, the Christmas Cup, and also Aloysia goes around in the Villiers. Bit of rain around Randwick as well. Probably a rain-affected track there. Will that help those two?
I certainly wouldn't harm. I think Wall of Fire definitely appreciates it. Like, his best run this prep has been on a heavy 8 or 10, I think it was, up there, and in the St. Ledger. And Aloysia certainly doesn't mind it either.
How do you think Aloysia's going?
Well, her first two runs this prep, I couldn't have been happier with her. I thought she was absolutely spot on for the mire. And she came into season and just disappointed a bit. So, that's why the point of taking her up there to Sydney. She looks super. Her work's been first class, and she's on a bit of regimate, so that might turn her around.
So that's why you've taken her up north, so she can be on the regimate.
Yep.
All right, and you've been running a few horses in New South Wales and Sydney in recent weeks. Is that part of that reason?
No, we've got a stable up there just opened at Rose Hill, we're looking to consolidate and grow the stable there. So,
how many do you keep up there?
We've got 9 there at the moment.
Oh, very good. Well, mate, you may be helping to pay for that on tomorrow. Who's your best anywhere? Sydney, Melbourne?
I would say Nantali. Oh, actually, probably tonight at the Valley, the
Ooh.
Sheriff.
Cool. Oh, I like that.
That's what we like. And you've got one at Canterbury as well tonight. You've got them everywhere.
Yeah, we do. The maiden at Canterbury, Russian Romeo. He's heading, hopefully he figures in the finish tonight, and he can head up. He's a Magic Millions horse, so there's a Magic Millions maiden up there for good money, but I'll be happy enough for him to win tonight as well.
Good on you, Kieran. Good luck.
Thanks very much.